Transport Canada has set a number of regulations that you have to perform. You have to have a consultant-based safety audit done. You have to notify the public, notify the railway company that you're looking at trying to stop whistling. And once the safety audit is done, you have to implement all of those recommendations, and you have to have agreement with the railway to do that sort of thing. And that has costs associated with all those things.